VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Department of Defense is considering removing almost all of its Special Forces troops from Niger and eliminating most counterterrorism units across Africa. Hundreds of troops would be affected. Officials told the New York Times newspaper that military bases in Cameroon, Kenya, Libya, and Tunisia would also be closed if the defense secretary approves the plan. The U.S. would still have a large military presence in Nigeria and Somalia. At least three people died in an explosion Sunday morning near a compound in the center of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. The compound had been used as the headquarters of the district. The suspected suicide car bomb destroyed most of the structure. Buildings nearby also collapsed. Pictures from the scene show massive destruction. Victims are believed to be under the rubble. The Al-Shabaab terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Libya's UN-backed government has announced a state of emergency in the capital and its outskirts as ongoing fighting has killed at least 39 people, including civilians, in the past few days. The fighting erupted last week between armed groups from Tripoli against others from a town to the south vying for power in Libya's capital. The fighting has also wounded 96 people. Sunday's statement by the government about the state of emergency urged rival militias to stop the fighting and abide by a UN-negotiated ceasefire. About 400 prisoners escaped from a jail in Libya's capital Sunday while fighting between the rival armed groups raged nearby. The inmates forced open the doors of the Ain Zahra prison. Guards were unable to stop them. The prison is in southern Tripoli, an area hit for the past week by the heavy fighting. This is VOA News.